When Mozart sits down to paint, he just paints. I don't think the first time Mozart sat down to paint, he thought he was going to be an incredible painter.
Oh, music.
What?
Mozart's music.
Yeah.
Well, music.
Indeed, that's very true. He is. It's 11:41. Donovan Lewis, Matt McLaren here on The Invasion. Christian Parker, the new Cowboys defensive coordinator. Man, did he have some cool things to say about his defense. We'll hear him coming up in 15 minutes. But right now it is Boy Music, brought to you by Globe Life.
Yeah, I wanted to put this out there because we are always talking about, especially me, I'm pointing the finger at myself, that I just don't know a lot of new music. So I think we need to do this around once a month. We used to do it on Bad Radio, and you check the charts. So let's just go with the big one. Travis is going to present it, and we'll see if we find a song that's cool enough to put in our playlist. Maybe this will get us to listen to more new music that's out there. So please, Travis, take it away.
All right, so I'm looking at the Billboard Hot 100, and we are in the top 10.
Okay.
We'll kind of go through the top 10, and I'll stop when I have a song that I want you to hear, and I want you to try and see what you think about it.
Okay.
So at number 10, spending 37 weeks in the Hot 100, peaking out at number 10, spending last week at number 10, is Dracula by Tame Impala and Genie. Does that ring any bells for anybody?
None.
I have definitely heard of Dracula.
I think
it's a different one.
Yeah, probably a different Dracula.
Oh, it's not a song where they're just going, oh, 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 I want to suck your blood. Oh, oh, oh.
Mark.
Oh, man.
What did you think I was going to say?
Have you?
Yeah.
No clue.
What does Dracula do?
Okay.
Ham will be here in 15 minutes.
No, you're right. To be fair, Dracula might do that too, but he's more known for doing something else.
Sure, sure.
I have no idea what Dracula does in his bedroom, all right?
He's going to mark that one too.
Well, you're on fire today, dude.
At number 9, peeking out at number 7, spending 7 weeks in the top 100, is Ella Langley and Morgan Wallen's I Can't Love You Anymore.
Yes, I've heard that song.
Okay.
I love Ella Langley.
Good song?
I like it, yes, but okay. I like Ella Langley a lot.
Okay.
All right, cool.
She is hot.
At number 8, spending last week at 7, peaking out at number 5 in 37 weeks on the Billboard Hot 100, is So Easy to Fall in Love by Olivia Dean. And now this next one I have at number 7, spent last week at number 6, peaked out at number 2.
Okay.
On the Hot 100. Do you want me to give you the name and the artist, or do you want me to just play it?
No, name and artist. Let's go.
So this is also from Olivia Dean, and this is Man I Need.
I've heard of Olivia Dean.
Looks like we're making up for lost time.
Like synth.
It's like
electronic keyboard.
Does she have like an Amy Winehouse feel to you guys?
A little bit. I need to see if she does another song that I'm into right now.
Okay.
This is pretty good.
I don't know if I'm going to include this on my playlist, but
yeah, I don't mind it.
It's not bad.
I'm not mad that it's on.
Okay.
Okay, yeah, I've heard this song.
Now, this is definitely the first time I've heard this.
Yeah, this one's making the rounds on the social medias. All right.
Not bad.
Kind of into that.
Not bad.
Kind of like that.
And that was number 6?
That was number 7. At number 6, spending last week at number 5, peaking out at number 1, spending 22 weeks on the Billboard Hot 100, is I Just Might by Bruno Mars. Bruno Mars. So he's still charting, still doing quite well.
Still doing his thing.
And I've got an Ariana Grande song here for you at number 5. Spent last week at number 1, peaking out at number 1. This one's very new, only 2 weeks on the Billboard Top 100. This is Ariana Grande with Hate That I Made You Love Me.
Like the sky, turn tears into dust.
Yeah, the first song you played is better than this way to me.
I agree. But I've heard of Ariana Grande.
Oh, yeah, of course.
Yeah. She's, since Wicked, she's had a weird affect about her. I haven't been that big a fan. Her old stuff, there's nothing wrong with her old stuff. I'm not necessarily a huge fan of her, but this isn't my thing.
Yeah, me either.
Not yeah, I've never heard that song. I'd never heard the Bruno Mars one. So far, just one out of five.
At number four, appearing again in the top 10 is Be Her by Ella Langley. This one peaked out at number 2, has spent 17 weeks in the top 100.
She's hot right now, man.
She's very hot right now. And at number 3, this is one I have to play for you. This one spent last week at 3 as well, peaked out at number 1. Only 4 weeks in the top 100, so this is a pretty new one. This is Janis, STFU by Drake.
Miliana, it's been so long since you texted me. I finally took a break and now I feel like I'm on ecstasy. You said what my word means to me will one day be the death of me. They tried
to just sounds like you're walking through Target.
Yeah, it does. And man, he puts the songs out there that are almost like sing-alongs, you know? I'm so green,
you gotta teach me. Yeah, he does our intro song.
No, he doesn't.
He doesn't.
This is not for me.
Yeah, there are some songs he's put out before, of course, that are bangers.
Yeah,
but it almost feels like it's just,
and then
he's just churning out kind of the same sound.
Right. He then puts that song out again about a year later, and then again about another year later.
But it feels like he's now making up for lost time because of the when Baldy presented the destruction he took from Kendrick Lamar. Now it feels like this is kind of him being back in the scene after getting off the mat.
Yeah.
So he's put out a lot of music, but I'm not a huge fan of his.
No, not really. Not really. Let's go to, this will be her third appearance in the top 10. It's Ella Langley, and this is one.
My goodness.
You're choosing Texas?
You're 100% hearing this in the hallway.
Love this song.
This is actually a really great song.
Only number 2 now, huh?
Yeah, peaked out at 1, was at 2 last week, 34 weeks in the top 100.
It's a cool video, too.
Just when I thought I got him to fall in love with Tennessee.
Oh my gosh, that voice.
She's a great voice.
I want to go see her. She's coming to Dickies in August. Tickets are not cheap.
Has she ever been to Abilene?
In the video, she goes Abilene.
She's just singing really longingly about somewhere that I don't think anybody's ever longed to be.
Maybe she wanted to play beach volleyball at Sonic.
That's about all there is to do. This is huge.
Is it?
Massive.
On his face, there's nothing I can do.
Doesn't do anything for you?
No.
I know you're not a country like fan or anything, but you can appreciate a nice song. A
cowboy. No, I feel I can appreciate a nice song.
Sure, but if this isn't for you, I get it.
I'm out.
It's pretty commercial.
I want the real country music.
I'm a big fan of this song.
All right.
It is not bad as far as commercial country music goes. That's about as good as it gets. And Ella Langley has been doing quite
man, with
well.
All her appearances in the top 10, I'll say she's the... She's the one to look after. Maybe I need to... No, I'm not. Okay, continue.
She is a champion right now, no doubt.
Let's cut that back a little
oh,
bit.
Oh, thank you. Huh? Thank you, Junes. You're right.
And this one, brand new. We got the announcement about this one not too long ago, and it is the biggest song in the world from the biggest artist in the world from the greatest movie franchise in the world. This is I Knew It, All I right. Knew You by Taylor Swift.
Here she is. I haven't heard this song yet.
I haven't either.
Obviously, I'm familiar with Taylor Swift. You through the days of the blades of the grass in summer, pair of shoes for the free fall of being younger. I memorize the sound of your bare footsteps running wild. It's been a long time. All right, the experiment that we're doing, I probably would think about including one song in the playlist, and it was the first one that you played.
Yeah.
Other than that, I think I'm out on everything else that you've played so far.
Olivia Dean, Man I Need. That one had a groove to it.
Right.
There you go.
Right.
This is for a kid's movie.
Right.
So, like, I'm not a huge, like, fan of Taylor Swift's music.
That doesn't even really sound like her music.
No, this sounds like it's going up against a montage about a kid thinking about his toys that he no longer plays with and hate of technology. The movie will be fine. This was definitely a shoehorn in to make sure that the movie will be fine.
All right. We just checked the charts. It's the Hot 100 to see if it will have us download any of the new music of today. And right now I would say no.
Are they better than Starship?
Yes. No.
All of
yes,
that was better than Starship.
All There's no way that is Starship. True.
Starship blows Drake away. Are you kidding?
Ooh.
It's 11:51. We do boy music every Thursday at 11:30. Lunchtime is right around one. You are by yourself.
All
on
right,
that
Syracuse
one.
Got me. All right, there we go.
Paige Ellenberger, Starship.
I thought about it, Andre.
Will join us at 12:15. But coming up next, let's have lunchtime with the Cowboys and hear from defensive coordinator Christian Parker. We'll do it next here on The Ticket.